letting go of the present. What a wonderful thing to do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Letting go of the present. Now, we teach living in the now. We teach that to live in the now is really the most important thing that we can ever do in our entire life, and that all the things that we do in our life are valuable only as we live in the now. Oh, we might remember the past. We might remember our birthday party when we were 3 years old, or 8 years old, or 12 years old, or 15 years old. But as we remember it, we have brought it back into the present moment. And we are living that event in the present moment, and we are experiencing it in the present moment, having the emotions that were there at that time in the present moment. Now, how do we have the ability to draw forth from the infinite past all of these things? Now, we draw forth from the infinite past things that are birthday parties and things that we remember, our first kiss, all these other great events that took place in our life, and we remember them just like yesterday, as the saying goes, but just like today, just like right now. And we have the ability to take our mind and put it onto that event and make it seem like it happened just a moment ago. In the same way, we have the ability to think of tomorrow. Yes, we do. We have the ability to think of tomorrow and think of how it will be, or how we think it will be. And however we think it will be, this is how it will be in our consciousness, because we are experiencing it right now in that event. But when we spend our time living in the past, living in the future, or living in the present, we are truly not living in the now. Because to live in the now is to have the feeling of the now. In other words, the event that we made up in when we were on our 10th birthday, the first kiss, the event that we made up when we first got a job, when we first got our first paycheck, and it was our money to spend however we wanted to spend it, our salary, our choice. Yes, we remember those things very brilliantly, very wonderfully, and we experience them as truly as if they were just an instant ago. Now, the ability to live in the now, the ability to train ourselves to live in this moment and to experience in this moment, is a very wonderful and a very explicit thing to do. We didn't do any training to experience our first paycheck. Wow! We were just so thrilled about it. We didn't do anything to think about our first kiss. Oh yeah, we prepared for it. Maybe we weren't prepared for it. But in any event, we had that first kiss, that first showing of affection that we did to someone very special, or that someone very special did to us. Sometimes the first kiss was one way. And it was so spectacular that it just set our heart to twittering. Now, how did we create that happening to us? Well, we were ready for it. We were ready for the adventure. We were ready for being in that experience. And we experienced that in a now condition at the time we experienced it. And today, we experience in the now condition many wonderful things too. And we really don't appreciate it in the now, because we are so commonly experiencing it. We haven't made it a practice to delight in the now activities of our life. And the training of ourselves to delight in the now activities of our life is something so unique and so special and so wonderful, so dynamic and so exciting, that how we go about doing it makes the difference between living or not. Not just living in the now for sure, but living or not. Do you live in memory, or do you live in the present tense? Do you live in this instant now? Do you live in wishful thinking of tomorrow, or seeing somebody experience something that you wished you experienced and wishful that you were experiencing that yourself? Well, vicariously, you are experiencing it. Vicariously, and that means not being present at the time we think about something, we can experience something that we are not experiencing. We can experience how it feels to walk in the rain. We can experience how it feels to crunch on the crisp, frozen snow of the season when the winter is so cold and so snappy and it is just below zero. It is just crunchy under your feet. And you walk along on this snowy surface, on this frozen, frozen surface that goes crunch, crunch, crunch. You can feel it. You can sense it. You can know it. It is good. Very good. You don't say, it is cold. You don't say, it is unpleasant. You don't say anything like that. You merely say, oh, what a glorious feeling and experience. It's like when you, for the first time, whether anybody else is present or not, you see the beautiful snow falling on the ground all over, making it all white. And the snow is several inches deep, and you see that, and you say, wow, isn't that lovely? And the first thing you want to do, you lay down. And you wake your arms up and down like an angel's wings, and you spread your feet back and forth like the gown of an angel. And then you try to get up without spoiling what you have created. And you look back at this angel that you created in the snow, and you say, wow, isn't that glorious? Now, there's nobody else to see it. And, you know, a few seconds later, the snow is falling, and your angel is gone. But the memory is not. You lived in the now, so presently, so wonderfully, so dynamically, so powerfully, you lived in the now that you'll never forget it. This is the type of living that we want to do. We want to live in the now so that we never forget it. Not that it's something that we don't want to forget. It's just that it is so glorious, so exciting, so rewarding, and so revealing that that's where we want to live. Now, is that where you want to live? Do you want to live in the now? Do you want to live in that present tense attitude? Do you want to live in that instant of memory now, where all things are so beautiful, so wonderful, and so fantastic? Well, if you want to, you can. And the only thing that it takes to live in the now and to experience in the now is for you to be aware that every single instant of life is a treasure beyond anything we can ever understand, and delight in it now. Let it be your gift to yourself that you know who you are. You know what you are, and you know where you are, you know why you are, and you know that this is the greatest thing that could ever happen in life. That's living in the now. That's being aware in the now. That's being who you are and who I am in the now. And it's a pretty wonderful thing, but it's only available to us when we choose to wake up, to look around us and see everything is exciting, and everything is delightful, and everything is who we are. Have a lovely now, moment, day, year, life, world. Live now. Yes, letting go the present and living in the now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.